It is Review Extra. We decided to look at two games in advance, and I'm glad we said two, because one of them was just horrendous. So the two games were Tottenham Hotspur versus Manchester United, which, to be clear, was not a footballing classic, but it was a damn sight better than Crystal Palace versus Brighton. So we will do a little bit on Crystal Palace versus Brighton because, well, we said we would in our own minds, and so you've looked at it, you've watched the teams be picked, etc., etc. But we will start off with Tottenham versus Manchester United. And Sean, it's an odd situation that the Tottenham manager finds himself in that he's weirdly under at least a bit of scrutiny from supporters. Whether or not that's fair, most of us would argue that it isn't. But I can understand the argument in general when you look at Tottenham's underlying numbers coming into the game and how few chances that they've created. He's under a little bit of pressure. In this one, that further sort of doubles down on that for him is that he's very much made Kudus the centre of the way they attack, the way they build up, the way they get out. He's made him his most important player. He's not available for him in this one. So he makes a bit of a shift in midfield. He doesn't go with what he's been doing with Pellegrini and Bentancur as a really robust two. Instead, he uses Papsar in there, and he ends up with Simons being his main guy in attack. What do you feel about the way and what he's chosen to do here?
I think he's come into two really difficult situations in particular. One is their home record when he comes in. I think the home record when he came in was the worst of all Premier League teams that hadn't been promoted or relegated. Now, if you're a Tottenham fan, you'll say, well, he hasn't improved that a whole bunch, which would be valid. I think the other issue you've got is that you've got something we talk about a lot is there's what's your structure in and out of possession and how well are you coached between both penalty areas? There are things you can do in both penalty boxes away from set pieces, but as a coach, I think they take time, and player development takes time in both penalty boxes. And quite often it's a case of some players just need to mature and get experience, and there's not a lot a coach can sometimes do.